I'd love to tell you all about the best vacations I ever had in my entire life. You won't believe it, but I actually discovered an island inhabited only by beautiful, stunning girls. It sounds insane, and perhaps even impossible, but I spent the best 3 days of my life in that place. The thing is, it's really exclusive, and it's super hard getting tickets to it. You have to buy them in advance and cross your fingers that they haven't completed the male quota for that year. So yeah, it's not easy getting in there. But if you ever manage to book a flight there, it'll be so worth your while. So I was trying to figure out where to take my annual vacation when classes ended. I had been super stressed all year long since there'd been so many exams to study for. Since I only got straight A's, my parents told me they'd pay for any trip I decided to take as a vacation. But I only could go away for a few days since they also asked me to join them on a family vacation. But before we move on, like this video, hit that subscribe button, and activate the notification bell. This will let you live 20 amazing years longer. Trust me, it works. I couldn't say no to that because I do love my parents and they were paying for my own trip. So I had to decide on a place where I could stay a handful of days and really enjoy my stay there. Honestly, I didn't know where to go. I don't travel a lot and I mostly go to the same location every single summer, my parents' beach house. It's a lovely place, don't get me wrong, but after like 20 years of going there every single year, I wanted a little change, especially for my first vacation all on my own. So I began asking around and requesting advice on what place I could visit for 2 or 3 days. There were so many ideas thrown my way, and most sounded super fun. I began making a list, but suddenly, one of my friends called me to talk about this incredible location. His name's Mark, and he explained that it was kind of a big secret, so we needed to get together at his place to speak about it. I thought it was a joke or something, but I wanted to hang out with my friend. So I agreed to go over, and we ordered takeout. While we chatted and ate dinner, he explained that there was this super exclusive island that only accepted a certain number of men every single year. The beaches are gorgeous, he explained. The sand is white and clean. Everyone is so friendly. But the very best part is that all the people living there are women. I laughed and rolled my eyes. Of course, that was a complete lie, and I called him out on it. Come on, Mark, I don't believe you. Quit messing with me, I said, still laughing. No, I'm serious. It's a very exclusive island, so it's not strange you don't know about it. It's sort of a refuge for women. They like having a few men there every few weeks, but not all the time. No man is allowed to actually move to the island. At first, I really didn't believe him. I mean, it sounded absolutely insane, like some wild dream of a guy with too much imagination. But bit by bit, he began convincing me that perhaps it could be true. He had been there the previous year and actually had booked a spot this year, but he couldn't go. Mark got himself a girlfriend, and if she found out that he was traveling to an island like that, she'd completely flip out. I never told her a damned thing about it, so you have to keep your mouth shut or you'll get me in so much trouble, he told me. So Mark offered to give me his spot, but I had to pay for the plane ticket and the hotel expenses. I was excited about it, but wasn't sure if I should believe him or not. It sounded too good to be true. But Mark was an amazing friend, and he wouldn't make me lose my vacation just to play a prank on me. So I agreed and used the money my parents had given me to pay for the trip. I would be leaving in a few days, and as the day approached, I got more and more nervous, if I have to be honest. I was both worried this would all be a silly lie, and that it would be true. If it was a lie, I would have wasted my time and money. And if it was true, was I ready to be the only guy on an island filled with gorgeous women? It sounded so intimidating. So the day finally arrived, and I was so anxious. I had my bag prepared and arrived at the airport a bit earlier than I had to, honestly. So I decided to relax by listening to some music. When the time to board the plane got closer, I was surprised to see that everyone waiting for that plane were in fact women. There wasn't another single guy there. Not one. Just me. I got on the plane with all those gorgeous girls. They were all over 18 and some as old as 40, but every single one of them was super hot. I couldn't quite believe it. My friend was telling me the truth, it seemed. The women in the plane were staring at me and I laughed nervously, not really knowing what to say. Finally, one of them spoke up. Hi, what are you doing here? She asked. Well, I'm going to the all-girls island, I replied, blushing furiously. She laughed and a group of girls her age chuckled as well. You aren't ready for all the fun you'll have there, she squealed and continued to laugh. It seemed they were used to messing with guys who got on the plane and seemed a bit nervous. We got talking, and they were super nice. They all lived on the island and were coming back after visiting some family. "So why do you want to live there, away from all men?" I asked, trying not to be too blunt about it. "Well, we like men. We like being around men, too. But we prefer living in a stress-free place where we feel safe all year round. When we want to see our brothers, fathers, and male friends, we just travel back to the mainland. It's that simple. And if we ever want to start a family or go back to a normal life, we just move out," the girl explained. I was really impressed and couldn't believe that a place like that could really exist. But the girls couldn't also be messing with me, right? I still sort of believed this was all just a publicity stunt or some kind of elaborate prank. When we landed, I headed over to my hotel room straight away. I was super tired from the long trip. I wanted to take a nap and then go have dinner. In my mind, all of this was kind of BS, and I'd go out at night and see lots of guys hanging around. It just sounded so good to be true. But at the same time, I was sort of starting to believe it myself. I just didn't want to get disappointed when it turned out to be a complete lie. I really couldn't stop thinking about it, I'll be honest. So when I fell asleep, I began having this amazing dream. In my mind, I walked through a gorgeous beach filled with beautiful women and no one else. Not a single guy in sight, except me. All the girls stared my way, thrilled that I was there. They began running toward me and screamed my name. They were so happy to see me and began jumping on me. It was the most amazing feeling in the entire world. I couldn't get enough of it, and I embraced them, accepting the attention they were lavishing on me. I slept all through the night, having these amazing dreams, and so I kind of missed dinner. That was okay, because what happened next was almost as incredible as the dream itself. I woke up with loud knocks on my door. I got dressed and opened it, wondering if perhaps something was wrong or I had to change rooms or something. To my surprise, there were a bunch of stunning girls, all dressed in cute bikinis, smiling brightly at me. "Hi," they squealed. "You've been hiding in your room all night. We heard you landed last night." I asked them how they knew when I had landed, and they all giggled together. "Because you are this month's guy," they told me like it was obvious. "We always know in what plane the guy of the month is coming, silly." I couldn't believe it. Could this actually be true? "Anyways, we're having a beach party and we'd love for you to join us," another girl said, and I couldn't stop staring at them. They were all so beautiful. "Yeah, I'd love to go. Give me 5 minutes and I'll be there," I replied, and they left, waving at me and asking me not to take long. I changed into my swimsuit and rushed downstairs and out onto the beach. Much to my shock, there wasn't a single man in sight. It was all real. This truly was an island inhabited only by women. I was amazed by how gorgeous all the women there were. And they were all into me. It was as if I was some kind of prize or gift or something like that. Insane, right? It really was a dream come true. There was music playing and drinks were flowing. I danced with all the girls there and kept on being called to do stuff all around the beach. I played volleyball, I swam in the sea, I enjoyed a delicious barbecue, I danced some more. All the girls were so flirty and friendly, and I was really having the time of my life. Things were about to get even better. If you can even believe it. I was dancing with a group of cute girls when someone grabbed my hand. I turned around and saw the most gorgeous woman I had ever laid eyes on, standing right there. She had long, wavy red hair and big brown eyes, and her body was kicking. Believe me, I couldn't stop staring, but she didn't mind at all. "Hi, my name is Sasha," she introduced herself. When I told her my name, she laughed and said, "I know, you're the talk of the town." I laughed at this and told her I supposed I was. After all, being the only boy there did gather a lot of attention. "I'd like to go back with you to your hotel room," she said, smiling sensually, and I couldn't believe my good luck. I immediately agreed and we rushed to the hotel. Once there, we began kissing and making out. One thing led to the other, and, well, you can imagine what happened. The next 2 days on the island were also amazing, but I'll admit that I spent most of my time with Sasha. She was incredible. And I was head over heels for her. Still, the time to leave arrived all too soon, and I had to take a flight back home. Believe me when I say I didn't want to go back. Sasha promised to come to visit me when she left the island to see her family. When I arrived back home, I called Mark to tell him all about my time in that magical island. "You were telling the truth. I still can't believe it. Thank you so much for recommending the island and helping me get there. I think I'll be going back next year," I told him. "Don't forget to book your trip in advance. It's not easy getting in," he told me, happy for me. Sasha is coming over to visit next month, and honestly, I can't wait. I haven't been able to stop thinking about her and the island since I went there.